you talk about the existence of what you say are morphic fields. Tell me a little bit about that. What are they?
Well, the basic idea is that in organized or self-organizing systems, which include cells, tissues, animals, plants, and social groups, the wholeness of the system that's more than the sum of the parts depends on an organizing field, which I call a morphic field. The word morphic comes from the Greek word morphe, meaning form. It's the same root that gives morphing, you know, when you change a picture from one to another,
right,
to do with change of shape. So morphic fields are to do with organization, pattern, and structure. The idea first came about in the 1920s in relation to growing plants and animals. The idea there's a kind of field that molds the developing organism. Fields are structures in space, like a magnetic field around a magnet. There's a pattern that the iron filings will take up if you scatter them around a magnet. And those reveal the invisible pattern that's there in space caused by the magnetic field. The idea is that living organisms have fields within and around them. They're not the same as magnetic or electrical fields. They're another kind of field. And we already know of several kinds of field in nature, like the gravitational field, the magnetic field, and then the fields of quantum field theory. This is another kind of field. And what they do is organize living systems. They organize the activity of the nervous system by imposing patterns on events that are otherwise probabilistic or indeterminate. And they organize the activity of our minds and our perception. They also organize social groups. And it's because the morphic fields underlie our mental activity that I think the fields stretch out beyond the brain. They're not just in the brain. I think that's one a basis for the sense of being stared at. The fields of social groups that coordinate the behavior of groups of animals, like flocks of birds, schools of fish, packs of wolves, connect together the members of a social group, and I think that aspect of morphic fields underlies phenomena of telepathy. So I think these fields enable us to understand a whole range of phenomena which otherwise seem quite inexplicable, but make perfectly good sense when seen in terms of these fields.
Are the fields connected between, let's say, the person who's doing the staring and the person who actually feels someone staring at them? Are they connected?
Yes, I think they are. I think that when the person is being stared at, the morphic field of the person who's doing the looking, the field stretches out through. It's actually coupled to the electromagnetic field, so it's linked to the light. If you look at somebody through a mirror, they can still tell when they're being looked at. We've actually done experiments on this. So the field stretches out, and it's as if our attention focuses itself on what we're looking at. And I think there's a real field of attention that's coming out when you look at somebody, and that's what they detect. And that's how the sense of being stared at works.
Is it almost like an invisible fiber optic between several people or a number of people?
You could say that. I mean, some people use the term eye beam. It's as if a beam comes out of your eye as well as the light going in. And this, when it touches what you're looking at, can affect what you're looking at. That means that we can affect people or possibly even things just by looking at them. And of course, people and animals are the most sensitive, and it's through people and animals that I've been doing my research on this phenomenon.